Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You can now relive the best moments of the UEFA Champions League 24/7. The UEFA Champions League channel is a new 24-hour streaming channel serving non-stop goals, highlights, and full match replays from the world's most prestigious club competition. Reminisce on your favorite moments, legendary players, and brilliant goals with the UEFA Champions League channel, streaming around the clock on Pluto TV and the CBS Sports app.
What's up, everybody? Happy Friday and welcome to The Early Edge. We've got a great show for you today. I see everybody already in the chat. Pretty exciting stuff. Big Cheesy, Bradley Jacobs, James Valdez. Buckets is already in the chat. I don't know. Maybe he's on this show, too. You'll have to wait and find out. Let's take a look at how we did yesterday on Thursday. The recap screen. All right, more green than red. We were 6-3 on this one. AMAG's 2-2. The Sportsline picks 2-2. Me and Buckets 1-2. And then Larry loses the Diamondbacks play. That was close early. It got away from them late. I believe it was 1-0 in the sixth and then sort of got away from the D-backs there. But 6-3, we'll take pretty much every time. Ladies and gentlemen, though, you know how we do it. It is a Friday right now. Hit the like button if you haven't already. And you're going to want to because you know how we do it on Friday. It's big pick energy.
Woo! Yes!
Oh my gosh, Mike, deep into the novel. Buckets, love it. I don't think you imitated Sniper on this one. I know he's going to be happy when he watches this back. And raised up from Mr. Chip Patterson. Chip, not all of us had our coffee this morning. How about a little quick chip me up?
Good morning, see you. Good morning, Buckets. Good morning, Mike. Good morning, Stay. Good morning, Early Edge fam. Yes, I'm back with that battery in your back, and you're going here on a Friday. Let's go.
Oh, I absolutely love it. Again, I see you mad in the chat. Kalo to Rockstar. Bradley Jacobs, who was in my Twitter space yesterday. Good dude. Good follow. Great soccer capper, as Buckets knows as well. Buckets, how are you doing today?
See, I have learned that there is something called allergies in Ohio, so I'm trying to figure out my best way to deal with that. I can barely open my eyes. I can barely breathe right now, but I'm excited for Big Pick Energy Friday.
My friend, I'm 10 minutes removed from a Zyrtec D, so whether it's Zyrtec or Claritin, maybe something like that, Allegra, maybe something like that. Well, Mike McClure, I couldn't help but notice you were neck deep in a novel. What were you reading today while we were dancing the morning away?
Just another book in the Taleb series. This one is Skin in the Game. Highly recommend anything from Nassim Nicholas Taleb. And I will say happy allergy season to all, because allergy season is correlated with baseball season. Day baseball, we love it. Fired up to be here, see ya.
Yeah, Buckets, let's look at the positive, not the negative. Thank you for noticing, Mike. The glass is always half full. All right, Buckets, you went 1-2 yesterday. It's certainly not bad. Let's see if we can go, I don't know, Buckets, 2-2 on a Friday?
Yeah, let's go ahead and do that. Do we want to do that right now or wait a second?
Let's do it right now.
Let's do it right now. I agree with you. We've got two plays for everybody taking place this afternoon, and we're going to be starting in the Turkish Super League, which is a league that I haven't done a ton with in recent form here, but there's some absolute great games this afternoon that we have to be looking at. And I'm looking at the matchup between Besiktas Istanbul versus Karagümrük, and I'm keeping this classic because I know that the names themselves are a little bit stressful, hard to pronounce, but the bets are pretty easy here. We're taking both teams to score at -125. A little bit of juice here, but there's a reason we have no problem taking that juice. Sometimes when I break down a soccer match, I will spend hours looking into team rosters, recent forms, multiple competitions. I'm looking at players' social medias. I'm doing everything I can to find us the best lines possible. And sometimes all you got to do is look at the last five games. Besiktas has now hit both teams to score in five matches straight, and Karagümrük has hit both teams to score in five matches straight. These are two teams that are refusing to play defense right now. Besiktas does need to win to stay in a European spot, but right now there's not a ton to play for besides that. I'm expecting a very open and goal-heavy game. Both teams to score when these two teams clash should never, ever be playable, so we have to take that. And then we're going to the Danish Superliga this afternoon in a matchup between Randers FC and a team that is simply just called OB here. And I've actually got a question for Chip, because I love getting Chip's analysis on some of this. Chip, what is you're a big NBA guy, right?
Yeah, sure. Whatever.
Close enough. Chip, is there a team in the NBA that tends to just kind of be lackluster and a little bit boring all season, and then they get to the playoffs and they're a completely different animal?
Oh, that'd be the Miami Heat, right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So the Randers are the Miami Heat then, because Randers are a team that they just kind of slick on by. They don't really impress anyone. They don't do anything too crazy. But the second they hit the Super League of playoffs, it's like it's a different squad. We're seeing a different 11 on the pitch every single matchup here. Randers and their opening three playoff games won 6-2, 3-1, 2-1. We're taking Randers over 1.5 team total at -115 against OB, because this team has just now decided this month they're going to start trying. And when they try, apparently they're the Miami Heat of the Danish Super League. And that is a comparison I promise you will never get on a betting show again, everyone.
I thought it was a typo. I was like, oh no, he's got Rangers. No, we're not talking about Rangers, baby. We're going to the Danish Super League. Let's go Randers.
Speaking of typo, Paul Shabbat in the chat says, can't wait to hear Sio pronounce these names. And I got to say, Buckets, not for Randers, but for the first game, I got to be honest, I was sort of paying attention to the chat. Can you pronounce these? I'm so mad at you for having this as a pick. Can you pronounce these two names, both teams to score?
Yeah, see, and again, just do what I do. If you say it with enough confidence, whether you're right or wrong, it doesn't matter. I'm on Besiktas Istanbul playing Ankaragücü.
Oh, my goodness. Best wishes to me. All right, if you want to take these bets, if you want to pronounce them, good luck. But if you want to take these bets, really easy. Go to BetMGM. New BetMGM customers can sign up today and get up to $1,500 in bonus bets. Just place your first wager of at least $10, and you'll receive up to $1,500 instantly if your bet loses with bonus code EDGE. That's bonus code EDGE, E-D-G-E. All right, we've got some golf, we've got some basketball, maybe some MLB to talk about. But before we do that, let's hear a quick message from our partners.
This is Tony Kornheiser's show. I'm Tony. You expected someone else? So what exactly is the show about? I don't know. It's a sports show nominally. Football's over, but we're finally at a point where things matter in college basketball, and baseball season is on deck. Greatest three words in the English language, pitchers and catchers. We have some of the best voices come on and explain what matters or what makes an upset, like Ryan does, 9-8. No, that's not an upset. No, yeah, it is, Bob. And if you're lucky, I might just tell you about my search for discounted sleep pants or my worries about what my dog just ate. Listen on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the UEFA Champions League on Paramount Plus. Europe's top club soccer tournament. Champions versus champions. The best teams facing off in the knockout rounds.
Magnificent!
And it all takes place
while you're filling out financial reports at work. In the middle of your day, in the middle of your week. So use that second screen. Call in sick. Do whatever you gotta do to tune in Tuesdays and Wednesdays. Nobody watches the UEFA Champions League like us. Stream every match live exclusively on Paramount Plus.
All right, we are back on the Early Edge, presented by BetMGM. Farzad Pararian says, can't start the day without Zyrtec D. And these allergy medicines stop me. We're not sponsored, but if you all want to sponsor us, you know, give us a call. That's fine, too. But for me, it actually helps, Bucket. So maybe whether it's Zyrtec or something else, maybe that might help. All right, here's what might help your bank account here. I went 1-for-2 on matchups yesterday. I have an expectation that I'm going to win all of these, which is a little unrealistic, but 1-for-2 isn't bad. Let's just try to go 1-0 today. I should say 2-0. I did tweet out a pick last night, kind of late. I've got a lead there. I just ran back the Zalatoris over Batia matchup. Follow me on Twitter for some of those matchups that might be occurring in the morning, like for a round two. Just something to think about there. But I like Sahith Theegala here over Wyndham Clark. Listen, Sahith Theegala, from a talent standpoint, I do think he's catching up to Wyndham Clark a bit, but let's make no mistake about it. Wyndham Clark is the better player right now as far as just overall talent is concerned. But Wyndham Clark hasn't really been good at Harbortown, hasn't really been good at the RBC Heritage. And to me, it's more a product of him just not really being beholden to what this course requires. I mean, this is a positional course. You got to be really strategic. And for whatever reason, Wyndham Clark, as good as he is, he's never really been as strategic as he needs to be. Sahith Theegala, on the other hand, had a bad first go of it a couple of years ago at RBC Heritage, but finished fifth last year. And what was really interesting is he had a great round. When you look at the strokes gain metrics yesterday, he had a great round, and Wyndham Clark didn't have a good round. But more importantly to me, because one round is just one round, right? More importantly to me, I heard his post round one interview, and he talked about how he specifically attacks this course and how when he first came here a few years ago, he hated it and he learned how to adjust and he learned how to play positional golf at the RBC Heritage. And we saw that born last year with the fifth place finish, and we saw it yesterday with the strokes gain metrics. He was an animal. He was great across the board. So this is a case of Sahith Theegala, maybe the lesser talent, but certainly the better option at the RBC Heritage. So I expect him to run it back today, just like he did yesterday, and be better than Wyndham Clark. Give me Sahith Theegala -115, very short favorite over Wyndham Clark for round two. This one starts in a few hours. You got some time here. For those of you not watching live, shame on you, but I know people have work and stuff like that. I think this one goes off at around 1:30. And Chip, I see you shaking your head. This is funny. This is almost like, I don't know that it's ever happened before, but you know, we're submitting picks, just a look behind the curtain a little bit. We're submitting picks right before the show, that at least the golf picks that, you know, we can't put those on Sportsline. And unless it's in article form, and Chip and I put this pick in pretty much at the same time. Fortunately, Chip, you were armed with an additional pick as well. But I gotta ask you, sounds like you like this pick as well.
Love this pick. Yeah, I try to, again, peek behind the curtain. I try to go in cold. I don't look at the rundown. I want to zero in on what I do, throw in the pick, then check the rundown, see if there's any conflict, see if I can throw something, another log on the fire. Normally, I've got one ready. But to your point, because, yeah, I had my notes ready. Wyndham Clark, 29th, 35th, 64th, 64th at this event. We had a missed cut at the Masters where he made a mess on the greens and lost strokes putting yesterday. I know we've got the smallest greens on the PGA Tour, but you still got to be able to go and make putts. Definitely a top 20 player in the world. Just enough of a hiccup to take note right here. And like you said, gaining in all five categories, Sahith, five birdies, no bogeys, 15 of 18 greens. And even when he missed the fairway, he had good recoveries. In fact, two of those five birdies were after missing the green. So yeah, in case you can't hear it in my voice, I'm right there with you, man. I will be on that as well. So I've got another one coming up later, another round two matchup, but I could not give a more full-throated endorsement of that pick.
Yeah, and for the record, hopefully we win this one. This is effectively a chip and a Sia pick. So hopefully we see a check mark on the recap screen for the next show. But this is definitely Chip's pick as well. All right, let's move along. We're going to get to golf. We're going to get to you, Chip Patterson. Let's move along a little bit. And I'll look for some questions in the chat. I want to catch up there. Mike, I love the game you're targeting because, first of all, we're targeting a team that I know you like this year. Well, actually, probably two teams you like this year. I think these are two of the more exciting teams in the American League. From a lot of different fronts, whether it's betting or just producing runs and otherwise. Talk to me about your pick today.
Yes, yeah, we're talking about the Kansas City Royals and the Baltimore Orioles. Big Royals homer. I grew up in Kansas City, so obviously a big, big fan there. But look, I love the way this team is playing this year, and I love the way the Orioles are playing. So I'm targeting the total in this game. Put this out yesterday afternoon on Sportsline, over 8.5. That did move quite quickly. You could still play it at 9. I would play it at 9 before this hits 9.5. When you're playing, I played 8.5, so I can win with a 5-4 game. You're not losing on a 5-4 game. You still keep the same loss condition. If this goes to 9.5, now it's a totally different play, not something that I would be recommending here. But Dean Kremer versus Alec Marsh. When I look at this matchup here, both of these pitchers, while they're on teams that are very good right now, they're not great starting pitchers in Major League Baseball. When I look at Dean Kremer, the weighted on base average to start the season, 328. That's fine. That's around league average, slightly worse than league average. But the expected number where we profile every batted ball against him, that's 389. He's already been barreled up 8 times on just 56 balls in play. That is a very, very poor barrel rate overall. But when I look at both of these teams, they hit incredibly well, especially against right-handed pitching. Both are top 10 in Major League Baseball. The Orioles are number 2. The Royals are 10th. And they're doing it without striking out. Bottom 10 in terms of strikeouts. And then they also are extremely aggressive on the base paths. Kansas City already 4th in stolen bases. The Orioles top 10 as well. I think this series between these two is going to be incredibly competitive, but feature a lot of runs. And by the way, this ballpark in Kansas City, It is one of the more difficult ones to hit home runs in overall, but not in terms of run scoring. It surrenders a ton of singles, doubles, triples. It's been a top five ballpark in Major League Baseball over the last 3 years in terms of run scoring. And that's with the Kansas City team over the last 2 years that really wasn't putting up a lot of runs themselves. So it's a great place to play. Love the total here. I went over 8.5, would still play over the 9.
Let me ask you this, Mike, because, I mean, I love this pick as well. There are some people like Big Cheesy in the chat. And listen, we know what your official pick is. So anything I ask you now, we're just asking about leans and, you know, yeah, one side or the other. But Big Cheesy says Orioles over 4.5 team total. Any thoughts on that?
I'm definitely not playing the under on it. So, yeah, I definitely lean that way. Would not touch the under on that. Yeah, I like it.
All right. And by the way, we've got a lot of picks. I just noticed Gipper's picks put in a bunch of PFL picks. So check that out. I see you, Ed, Anna Rumo, Chris Sale over 6.5 Ks. I guess that's a question. I don't know that anybody's really analyzed that game. I'll take a look at it maybe before this show is out. But Thigala minus 110 over Henley. I do lean that way, Joe Rivera. It wouldn't be an official play for me, to be honest with you, but I do like Thigala over Henry. All right. Let's get to... We got to get to some NBA. We got a lot of props in a lot of sides. Well, I shouldn't say a lot of sides. There's only two games tonight. We got a lot of props on the Sportsline app that you can all go check out. We're going to talk about at least one of them and a side that is on the Sportsline app as well. And then finally, Chip, we're going to get to your pick, which I also endorse for the record. I think that's going to be such an incredible matchup. You'll have to wait to find out what I'm talking about because we need to hear a quick message from our partners.
On May 23rd.
I want to go back to normal.
What's normal?
The Paramount Plus original series, Evil Returns.
We've already hunted werewolves and demons.
And now what? A baby antichrist?
Okie dokie.
Prepare yourself.
You will not beat us.
For the end.
I have visions of hell.
Make it stop. Make it shut up.
You're not gonna survive this.
Evil, the final season. Streaming May 23rd, only on Paramount Plus.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we are back on the Early Edge presented by BetMGM. More picks coming in. David Tock, you're putting in a lot of picks too. And thanks for leaving your meeting to come to the show. Eric David, same to you. All right, let's get to a couple Sportsline picks before we get to another round two matchup. First, we're going to Bam Adebayo. Should be a big game for him against the Bulls. We've got on the Sportsline app over 20.5 points at minus 106. That's Bam Adebayo over 20.5 points. And I know I took a look right before the show. There's another Bam Adebayo prop on the Sportsline app. If you prefer that one over the points prop, you'll have to go to sportsline.com/join to see what I'm talking about. And again, you all know it. Hit the promo code winners. You just type that in. You get 60% off the annual plan. The next game, by the way, this Bulls Heat game is at 7 o'clock. The next game is at 9:30. This is interesting. We're going with the side here. Pelicans on the Sportsline app, plus 1.5. Kings at the Pelicans. I'll be honest, I'm not necessarily the NBA guru, but I was kind of leaning towards the Kings in this one. But this is the pick on Sportsline. Pelicans plus 1.5 at minus 108. Certainly good juice there. Mike, before we get to Chip's picks, let me just ask you, NBA-wise, is there one of two games that you're targeting, not from a betting standpoint, just from an excitability standpoint, or maybe even a betting standpoint tonight, the 7 o'clock Bulls Heat or the 9:30 Kings Pelicans?
I mean, I think the 9:30 Kings Pelicans is far more interesting. The only reason for that is Miami, if they are to win, they're still going to be without Jimmy Butler facing a historically good Boston Celtics team. Neither of those teams has literally any shot. It's like a police escort into the next round for the Boston Celtics. So I don't think that game really carries much weight. So, yeah, it's definitely the Kings Pelicans for sure.
Stellar.
That was so good, Chip. First of all, if that's not clipped and put out all over social media, that might have been like the line of the month, if not the year of 2024 so far. That was, I'm so glad. See, you three, anytime I go to you, you got something. That was amazing. All right, Chip, I'm going to you now. You've got something, and it involves a guy Patrick McDonald is who we do the early wedge with, as you know. Me, Patrick McDonald, and Eric Cohen. Patrick McDonald, a really, really good CBS writer. You can read his articles on the Sportsline app at sportsline.com. He taps Ludwig Aberg as kind of like artificial intelligence, like he's not even like a real thing. And I kind of think that about him, too. Now, you're looking at him in a matchup against another pretty good golfer. Talk to us about that.
Sure. I love Patrick's analysis as well. It's funny because I was actually going to talk about the Boston Robotics, because I think that Boston Robotics built Ludwig. Like, I really think that the golf swing is so pure and the shot trajectories are like not real, you know? So, yes, I'm buying all the stock. And I know I might have been late. Somebody else got in earlier, but that's fine. I am in on Ludwig Aberg. And so I'm going to take him here against Rory McIlroy. And that is a dangerous, dangerous thing to be doing when you are talking about someone with the pedigree of Rory McIlroy. But that's where we've got to dive into Rory's round to, I think, find the opportunity for value. Because while Rory did shoot 4 under on the day, most of it was pretty average. There was a stretch. So he goes out, he birdies one, he eagles the par 5 fifth, and then he played the next 11 holes at 1 over. Wasn't really great off the tee, wasn't really great on approach. And then the putter heated up at the very end, birdie, birdie, bang, bang, 17, 18 for a score that I think looks better than the form was for a majority of the round. He was very average strokes gained off the tee, very average strokes gained on approach. And again, you know, around the green and with the putter, he was able to save some of that. But going up against the robot, I just think that that is not a sticky stat, as some people like to say. If Rory's not dialed in on those second shots, I don't think he's going to be able to continue to roll in that many birdies. So give me Ludwig, the robot, to be able to just continue plowing his way through Harbour Town and finish with a better score than Rory McIlroy.
You know, one thing I appreciate about Ludwig and why I think he's going to be really good, and things can change with respect to temperament, but Chip, one thing about him that's just so fantastic is that good shot or bad shot, he kind of just sloughs it off. He has a half smile on his face. It kind of doesn't matter. And I think that's, and it reminds me of Scottie Scheffler, by the way, which is why I think Ludwig has the chance to be so good outside of the talent alone. It's just one of those things where that's the temperament you need in golf, and Ludwig has it.
Yeah, the fact that he seems to just enjoy the sport, you know, can we boost the SEO? He's not a tortured poet. Tortured Poets Department, Taylor Swift, Tortured Poets Department, SEO. No, he truly looks like he is out there now, just going through, doing his thing. He's got a great, you know, expression on his face. You know, Mike Krzyzewski, the legendary coach, always used to talk about faces. And sometimes reporters would laugh at him like, okay, faces. But what he was talking about is your temperament. And so when you look out at competitors and they've got the temperament to be able to succeed, that's what you need out there. So again, I'm right there with you, man. I love the way he carries himself in addition to the stats and in addition to the swing, just the way it looks.
Yeah, and I love how Scott Y carries himself. He says, smash the like button. Good call. Always do that on the front end of the show if you can remember to do that. And Mike McClure in the chat giving out some advice and some knowledge there as well. Absolutely love that. Mike McClure on the show and in the chat, diversifying the portfolio. By the way, a lot of you have Thigala over Justin Thomas. By the way, at least two major books have, I mean, I know FanDuel, DraftKings are among the two that have my matchup, including the Ludwig versus Rory matchup. So it's definitely at plenty of books, plenty of huge books. But if you have Thigala over JT, I'd say I don't like that quite as much, but I do like it. I do think that's bettable as well. So if that's the bet, if that's the round two ball you have, then that's okay. That's one you can absolutely bet. Go ahead, Buckets.
Yeah, see, you guys know how little I know about golf, so bear with me here. You said his name was Ludwig Aberg?
Yeah, it's actually technically pronounced Aubert, but it's spelled A-B-E-R-G.
Okay, I have maybe bet golf once or twice in my life, but I'm going to be tailing Chip on this one just because that is such a badass name. He sounds like a cool dude. I want to get a drink with him. And he's plus, what is this, 700 to win the Heritage. So what are our thoughts on that one?
Well, that he's one of the favorites, right? It's like Colin and Ludwig. Like, that's the top of the board right now.
One of the outrights I have on Sportsline this week is Ludwig. 1,400.
Beautiful.
We're definitely all rooting for a nice round here in round two.
Yeah, perfect. And I've got Will Zalatoris, who was 3 under, tied for second. He's dropped a shot, so he's tied for eighth. Now I've got Zalatoris, Cantlay, and Shane Lowry as my outright. So hopefully one of these hits. Speaking of bets hitting, Mackenzie Brooks is in the chat. She says, give me the dog, Jamie Jacques. over 3.5 assists at plus 134 tonight. That's
Jaime.
Jaime? Yeah, Jaime Hockey. Yeah. Gotcha. Thank you. Over 3.5 assists at plus 134. I love his hair. Can I just say that? Jaime's hair just flows through. He's got a vibe. Jaime's got a vibe for sure. All right. Let's take a look at the recap. Go ahead, Chip. Yeah, go ahead.
Jaime Jaquez, his nicknames include Juan Wick. Like John Wick.
Yeah.
Okay. The hair. Juan Wick.
That's good. That's good. All right. Let's take a look at the recap screen before we get out of here. Oh man, I am so set up here. Let's see. Besiktas versus Enkamuku. Both teams to score. Buckets, help me out. What was I supposed to say there?
Besiktas versus Enkaragusu.
I mean, you could just as well be as wrong as I was. you're sounding much better. Randers team total over 1.5. That's the other one from Buckets. That's minus 125 and minus 115 for his. My round two bet is to hit the Gala minus 115 over Wyndham Clark. That's around 130 today. Orioles Royals over 8.5 for Mike McClure at minus 115. Chip Patterson, round two, Ludwig Åberg, Obert over Roy McIlroy. He also likes my pick of Thigala over Wyndham Clark. And the Sportsline picks, we got plenty on Sportsline, but these are two of them. Bam Adebayo over 20.5 points, and the Pelicans +1.5 at minus 108. A lot of McKenzie love in the chat. McKenzie, you gotta step in here earlier and drop some knowledge earlier. We love having you in the chat, and we love having the rest of you in the chat as well. Thank you for participating in Big Pick Energy Friday. It's been a really fun show. Hopefully we cash all of these bets. We'll see. Thank you for hitting the like button. Thank you for all the questions and putting all the picks in the chat. Let's have an unbelievable Friday. Let's stay positive. Let's be nice to people. Let's say hi to a stranger. Hold a door open for somebody, whatever the case may be. Let's just have a great day. On behalf of Mike McClure, Chip Patterson, Buckets, and of course, Jake the Snake on the ones and twos and 11s and 12s. I am the counselor. This is the Early Edge. Have a great Friday, everybody. We rest our case.
You can now relive the best moments of the UEFA Champions League 24/7. The UEFA Champions League channel is a new 24-hour streaming channel serving nonstop goals, highlights, and full match replays from the world's most prestigious club competition. Reminisce on your favorite moments, legendary players, and brilliant goals with the UEFA Champions League channel, streaming around the clock on Pluto TV and the CBS Sports app.